So just to evoke something, if you like, of the mood of the exploration that we're going to be engaging in, I'm going to read you a section from the Surangama Sutta, which I think just evokes very beautifully the quality of this world that we're entering as we travel through the mandala of the four jhanas. Thereupon the Blessed Lord, sitting upon his throne in the midst of the Tathagatas and highest Bodhisattva Mahasattvas from all the Buddha lands, manifested his transcendent glory, surpassing them all. From his hands and feet and body radiated supernal beams of light that rested upon the crowns of each Tathagata, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and Prince of the Dharma, in all the ten quarters of all the universes, in number more numerous than the finest particles of dust. Moreover, from the hands and feet and bodies of all the Tathagatas, Bodhisattva Mahasattvas and Princes of the Lord's Dharma, in all the ten quarters of the universes, went forth rays of glorious brightness that converged upon the crown of the Lord Buddha and upon the crowns of all the Tathagatas, Bodhisattva Mahasattvas and Arahats, present in the assembly. At the same time, all the trees of the Jetta Park and all the waves lapping on the shores of its lake were singing the music of the Dharma, and all the intersecting rays of brightness were like a net of splendour set with jewels and overarching them all. Such a marvellous sight had never been imagined, and held them all in silence and awe. Unwittingly they passed into the blissful peace of the diamond samadhi, and upon them all there fell like a gentle rain the soft petals of many different coloured lotus blossoms, blue and crimson, yellow and white, all blending together and being reflected into the open space of heaven in all the tints of the spectrum. Moreover, all the differentiations of mountains and seas and rivers and forests of the Saha world blended into one another and faded away, leaving only the flower-adorned unity of the primal cosmos, not dead and inert, but alive with rhythmic life and light, vibrant with transcendental sounds of songs and rhymes, melodiously rising and falling and merging, and then fading away into silence. So a very beautiful evocation of that world which we are now journeying in, exploring.